Blog Talk Radio.
Chinupa Gluhamani, co-host for Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light, every Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, brings on guests from various Native tribes and states to talk about the unnecessary hatred and justice. We now will introduce the co-host, Chinupa Gluhamani. Are you on
Thank
with
you
us?
Thank you for having me on tonight's show, sister. Thank you.
Don't you dare come in here. Hello.
Tokai. Mitakepe, introduce yourselves as you're entering the radio show tonight. I hope my brother Max is from Cheyenne country. Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, introduce yourself, brother. Let them know where you're on.
My name is Max Guerrero. I'm from the Northern Cheyenne Reservation in the state of Montana.
Glad to have you on tonight. Any others tuning in?
Not that I know of. I couldn't really be sure.
Okay.
I told them
yes, we have quite a few on. Do you want to say your name?
All right.
Let's ask some names, please. Please state your names because we don't always see you come on. And if you don't state
yes.
who you are, you don't get a chance to talk.
I'm Noreen Starr, and I'm Cheyenne from Oklahoma. And hold on.
Wilbur Bull coming from Oklahoma, Cheyenne Chief.
Right.
Herman Starr.
Glad to have you all tonight.
Do we have Bernice Seminole on with us?
Okay. Bernice, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
All right, thank you. Introduce yourself.
Okay. We just had someone else come on with us.
Marty, on the floor. Look, that one.
Can you speak up? We can't hear you.
Hello? Introduce yourself.
Can you close that door? Because I'm on the phone.
Okay, I don't know who's speaking, but this is Jenny Manyhide calling in from the Pekani Nation here in Northwest Montana.
Glad to have you on tonight, Jenny. Thank you.
I have one question for Bernice.
Yes.
Okay, did you have trouble signing in?
I did. I got onto the main screen. And it says, Chinupa Gluhamani and guests speak of uniting colors.
Okay, did you get into the studio?
No, I didn't.
Did you try?
Hold on, let me go to studio. Okay, I got into the studio.
Okay, if you're in the studio, then why are you on the other side?
Let me see. Audio. Do I press audio, upload audio for your episode?
No, that's if you want to play some music. And I wanted to let you know, Chinupa, anytime you want to play some music before starting the show or during the show, let us know and send us the music, and we can upload it to also be included.
You know, ever since the show began, I like the traditional method. We sing the song as we go along, the same with prayer. That's the more authentic way to do it.
Okay. So, Bernice, you're in the studio with me right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you can see where all the callers are, right? To the left of the screen?
Oh, yes, I see it.
Okay, when anyone comes on, you will see the blue ear will go, the blue speaker will go on. You just want to click on the microphone and bring them on in, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Chinupa, you want to start show, and then Bernice or I, whenever anyone comes on, we hate
yes,
to interrupt.
Yes, I want to start the show.
If every now and then you could just hesitate for a couple of seconds just to see if anyone comes in.
Okay, we'll do that too.
Okay.
Mitakiepe, I'm going to open up with a Lakota prayer for everybody that's tuned in. I thank you all for coming, all of our brothers and sisters from Cheyenne country, Blackfeet country, Lakota country, you know, all of the people that come in for tonight's show, tonight's edification is going to get serious into every measure that we talk about for the past few weeks. So here's our opening prayer to guide us in our journey as we move forward. Dono hon khlechus e o khanchula tima hiuta kab na ha wo che ki wonji ka ka okte ki le wo able ze ki hena khokata ke e ungna kapi khatia to pa ki hena e cha ho chi chapi nishna la niwa khapi na pe tu ki le khoke wi hina khishni hani heji khota hon i wa chu na aile wa na ne che ka ho chi che am po wi ki hena isan wa khapi kya hechus e am pe tu ki le chon waste dona hiu You talk about no control and let some watch the talk you walk like a near check. Yaki was loyal to Lena Unkyu. Have Kia Hitchens and Petuki, Naha Happy Kile, Dona Hunk in your old cock, take a walk here. Kia Hitchens in which I could, Kia Hitchens, a Chanupa Glamani, my two anything. As Okola Kichi, Kileo Blue Speaky, hey, chanted in the Okola Kichi, hey, eh, Chatokakia, one speaky, Ochichi, one katakia. Wakat kaki chimane toki ahito and uchima kaki another piak papiko. Ka wanki chuna unkai tapo. Leon petuki ake. Oyaki unkit population step. Talon hinahim. Nataku. Kilik is a wongla kapi. Kia hitchens de hochicha. Oh, metaki. Well, as I start off the opening show with a good prayer and everybody introducing themselves from, you know, great distances of travel. We cannot forget that our northern brothers and sisters and some of our Shahila brothers from down southern country are getting ready to establish one of their memorial gatherings of the Sand Creek Massacre and so forth. And we want to keep them in our prayer. And there's some that are going to be listening in and talking. And I really appreciate tonight that my brother Max called in and Jenny called in and Bernice and Agatha. Love you all for taking in, you know, this participation. So I'm going to open it up to everyone that has something really courageous, strongly, to turn to the show. And when we move forward, I'll answer it and ask questions in an open form and to give you all a benefit of an understanding of how we do it in Lakota country and elsewhere. So take it right away. Whoever wants to begin, go right ahead.
Well, my name is Max Cabrera. I'm from Indian, Montana. I'm a northern boy. What really bothered me is how is all that stimulus money supposed to be spent? We haven't seen any type of guidelines using it on. And what is the time limit for it to be spent and what on?
Brother Max, let me answer one brief question to that real seriously for you, okay, not to cut you off the subject. The stimulus money that was pronounced for every tribe to use as a federal assistance program to help with medical travel, medical expenses, household, you know, needs, food, rent, utilities, propane, all of this as a normal operation when people are under a fixed income from the federal government and tribal government, which we call general assistance. So none of that is upkept because of the certain criteria. Now, remember, the outgoing president of the so-called American government put limited infractions on how the money is to be spent. And again, that criteria falls back into tribal government's hands because it's being misrepresented in an inappropriate fashion. Those are executive branches officials that made these understandings to show how seriously a tribal government was really going to produce this for the tribal membership. It is actually like a per capita and a general assistance money that you receive. So you are obligated. All the tribal members in every said reservation are obligated to use that money for their personal necessities upon receipts to give back to how that money was spent. That's the guidelines of the specific. Because of the past, you know, illustrations of how tribal governments, you know, used money for their own benefit, where all the people that were employed by the tribal governments got healthy and fat They got nice cars, homes, and everybody else has been left out in the cold. And they start giving you crumbs. So this time around, the federal government put a sanction on you, tribal governments, for thievery. And I say it that way because that's what I've seen all my life at the age of 63. But I never got into that stuff because when a people are caught in a dilemma like my brother Max is explaining here, we all have to keep in mind that that is the money belonging to the people at taxpayers' expense. And has never been a first to ever administer this infraction for that because of the current situation, what's happening because of this pandemic of this COVID-19, better known as the coronavirus. Ladies and gentlemen, just to throw this out there, it's a third stage pneumonia. When are we going to get that? White man has created them infractions to neutralize our well-being. So back to you, little brother Max.
That's about basically what I see being done here with infinite. I don't recall even seeing a printout of where all that money is going. I seen the called rough draft, and yet it went to a lot of items elsewhere that it should have came directed to the people. And we had no voice in how it was being spent because it was corona keeping us out of the chambers and everything, which is wrong. You know, they still have video and audio that we could be using sitting outside and being heard as the meeting is in session. They don't even limit individuals go in to be heard. A lot of that is done without us knowing where and what is being spent on and where and how. And that's, they do have a media specialist, but a lot of people don't have Facebook and things that we could utilize. And it has to be, I think it should really be used in this area where you have things printed out as the council meeting is going on or having contact with these people in and out of the tribal council meetings pertaining to being heard and how things are being used and spent. Other than that, we don't get no contact whatsoever. We sit outside and wait until the meeting's over with, which is bad because we don't have that input. And I feel that we're being targeted this because all our civil rights are being violated. And that's one of the things I would like to bring up. Why we have all that money to spend on things that should be used on, but yet we can't communicate with our public. And we're the ones, the governing body. Is there any comment on that and how it should be done? I have no idea. But I know darn well after this talk show, we're going to get some kind of action taken by the council to inform
kind of elaborate with you, Max, on.
Why are people being spent, the money being spent on what you just mentioned, lights, food, water, three basics, really. And I feel that it's not being spent that way. They gave us monies out, but they asked how much we still had of the corona money. I just call it corona money. He said $10 million. Well, why not just utilize it to pay off all the lights and all the water bills and the bills pertaining to our people, and then give out another stimulus check? Is it wrong? Because a lot of people are living on fixed income, and yet we have to look at the other issues like grandparents raising grandkids. Some Martin rules. I'm quite going to take it. They're part of the tribe. Did you any comment on that? Did you get any feedback? I'm right here. I'll wait until.
Yes, let me ascertain a question with you. Okay, let me ascertain a question here.
All that money should be going, but I need some feedback because I want to talk and bring these issues up during a meeting of some kind with the tribe and the council. And that's all I have to say. And thank you much for taking your time to listen to me and try to help me in figuring out how this money should be spent and where it should be going. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, can you all hear me pretty good?
Hello?
Yeah.
This is Chinupa, okay? Can you hear me okay?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, can anybody hear me? Hear Chinupa? Can people hear Chinupa out there?
Yes, I can.
Everybody
okay.
can hear you, Chinupa.
Okay.
He couldn't hear you, but we can.
Okay, so let me explain something to my brother Max on why this system is a complete failure and why these provisions are being held back. One of the things that tribal governments have,
hello,
and they've always used this in the point of what, you know, fiduciary responsibilities are, okay? What they fail is that the contracts that they have that are supposed to implement the program, such as health benefits, elderly funds, children that, you know, are going to school and, you know, all of these necessities that meet that criteria, families are acknowledged to receive them personally to help with, you know, the necessities in a home. But because the responsibilities are insured by the tribal government, they use that corrupted behavior, and that's how the tribes fail their fiduciary role, by carrying out these programs that are supposed to help the people in need in said reservations. Now, there is a way that the people can use this money for the purpose of what's already being, you know, used if they can contest it as a forefront. What I mean by that is, you see, nowadays they're having closed meetings, okay? They have meetings to limit certain participation in addressing and redressing issues to how this stimulus money, better known as the COVID-19 money, is being dispersed and served and used within a said tribal reservation for its people.
How is it being spent? And all of it. But we don't get no feedback from the council on where it's going and how it's been spent on.
What did I just implement an understanding to that? See, this is the problem. The tribal governments have been known to do this. The same way they want, you know, people to acknowledge their responsibility. Like a lot of these native programs that are out there that are under a 501c3 mechanism. So that's how the tribal governments and the federal governments work and operate. None of it serves that. So I know there's a lot of voices out there.
I
can't hear too much of anybody.
I told her.
No, but I think that the person that couldn't hear you is on the phone with someone else, and that's where the problem is. Is there some way you can ask him to let me know what number it is, and I can mute him?
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah, your caller's on mute or something, Chinupa, so he can't hear you.
Wow.
Still asking questions. So he don't. Obviously, I don't know if he's got a hearing.
Well, see, we have a new lady trying to operate this radio show, Bernice Seminole, and she's just now testing her skills on how to operate it. And so when Leona ran it, it was easier for her to, she knows how to operate, but it'll take a little while before she catches on. But what I was saying to my brother Max was that the stimulus money, which people call it the coronavirus money, it's the same thing. but because the human services and the opportunities that are supposed to be simply carved in those areas to help the tribes' membership, they're not doing that because, just like all federal funding and money that comes in, the tribes want to get a hold and make you beg for it. You see, that's inhuman. The reason why I say it that way, because when you inform a public because of the preconditions we're in, that action has to take effect by having an addressed issue directed at them because of their needs of financial assistance that will help a household. None of these people really get to those because it becomes two sets of a fiduciary responsibility, meaning that the federal government is the first one and the second is the tribal. So that's two federal fiduciary responsibilities. But where the buck comes in, these are federal dollars that are supposed to be administered for the per capita payments or the enrollment program of whatever tribes do to help their tribal membership. And those are not being upkept. That's how you have all this chaotic despair. So as long as you got people like my brother Max and many others that are in that same criteria, I look at it this way, and I'm only saying it on my part. It's an independent way of starting to help one another do for it because of the preconditions. Now, you heard me say that already. The preconditioned situation America put us in is that our people are codependent on that, which is rightfully so. Why? Because they eliminated our way of hunting and living off the land and taking our natural resources and our food sources, which is the buffalo, elk, deer, all of that, and giving them all to the white man, and the white man get to get permits, pay so much dollars for it and go hunt and take all our wild game. And we can't do that when we're supposed to be obligated through treaty, you know, standards and those provisions. But to this godforsaken day in 2020, we're never taking them approach because our people been bombarded by blocked into a segregated area where we can't do neither. And we all know that. But people in tribal governments will never stand up and contest those issues against the white father, which people call a president. But I'm only using that term to express how evil this man is. So when tribal consultations become an issue, and it's always about money, it's always about money, and we all know that. But it never benefits a people. It benefits the tribal council to keep employment structures in place from the membership of the council. Make sense? Yes, it does. That's a heinous way to understand two different descriptions from a federal government's level and a tribal government's level. And I open that back up to people that can help me and Max understand this, because those guidelines are specified within it. That's what a fifth member is supposed to do, to acknowledge that criteria to the governing body of every said reservation. But the fifth members are just as corrupt, too, because he won't talk about it. He will never put people updated with the information that comes from Congress. Back to you.
We have more guests on the show. If you want to state your name, please.
Yeah, this is Bryce Inouye. I'd like to give an update to Max.
Okay.
On this CARES Act.
I'm going to mute everybody, and then... Okay. I just muted someone and it stopped. No, I just muted two people. Let me see if this is the one.
I'm still on.
Okay, everybody's on except for 3601. So that's the one where the noise is coming from. I'll unmute it in a little while and see if it stopped.
Yeah, this was Bryce. Anyways, I'd like to respond to Max's concern there. And kind of on what Chinupa is talking about, treaty, and then this CARES Act came down, and there's also a HEROES Act, they're calling it. And in the Congress, there was $3.6 trillion to stimulus coming down to the American people. And that regarding the restaurants, airlines, PPP, which is hazard pay, and however you're spending that. fact, the nine tribes here, Cheyenne River got 28 million of the CARES Act monies, and there was U.S. Treasury stipulations and guidelines that came down with that federal legislation. But the HEROES Act, which is another stimulus package, the Democrats came out with about 4 months ago with a $3.6 trillion. And the Treasurer, Murkin, said $1.6 trillion, and the Democrats said $2.2 trillion, and the negotiations stopped. And the economists are saying the $3.6 trillion is what this economy needs now, because what's happening to the small businesses, the corporate CEOs, the billionaires sure got a good tax break out of it, which they don't need. They need to be taxed at probably 70 to 80% today to balance the budget here. And that's almost $30 trillion in the debt, which is a scam against the U.S. citizen taxpayers. But the stimulus that we're talking about, the CARES Act, was to initially respond to how tribal governments, state governments are responding to the virus that is attacking and killing our people today. So this money come down to the councils, which, however, we set up checkpoints. We hired over 200 of our people, so it created some jobs for us. We're contact tracing this coronavirus, SARS-2 COVID, and we have it hitting all of our communities. So we are doing the contact tracing, the contagion of this virus, the duration of this virus, and the treatment and the surveillance and the recurrence and the recovery.
Everybody
all tied into that contact tracing, which South Dakota has failed to do that, you know, to the governor, which left the state wide open, which to me is a type of genocidal act, not only on the tribes, but on their own South Dakota citizenship. So South Dakota is rated in the top three states that are not closing their borders down in order to stop this spread, this very contagious virus. The CARES Act money that the U.S. Treasury has guidelines that tribal and state governments have to adhere to. And by December 31st, you have to, like I'll give our example of $28 million, we have to have that expended correctly. Or if we don't spend it through those guidelines, then we'll have to pay back monies to the federal government. It has to be expended by December 31st, this official CARES Act stimulus. Now, the HEROES Act, which hopefully comes down, would be given another, the Democrats wanted $2,000, and they gave an initial $1,200 stimulus check to everybody that paid the tax. And now they're trying to, through the HEROES Act, they're trying to pump this stimulus money into keep the economy going, and right now it is hitting the citizenship here in America hard, because you have a lot of people that are in the food lines at these food pantries, food banks, because of loss of job, because of this virus, and all of these things that are happening across America. If you look at history repeating itself, you look at 1917 during World War One. The Spanish flu pandemic that hit, there was no vaccine for that. But in 1918, it did have a second wave to it, which the people put their guard down. And when they put their guard down, it killed more people, this Spanish flu. So then you go up to the 1930s. From 1929 to 1937, there was a dust bowl in this area here, in the breadbasket of America, because of farming practices. And that hit us hard, too, at the food lines. And the food lines in the cities were, you know, like today, the food pantries, they have long lines. people in America are hungry. And at the same time, these greedy one percenters, these CEOs that got all these billionaires got a tax break from the supposedly billionaire president. He gave all his friends a good tax break while he let this virus spread. And just like the governor of South Dakota allowing this virus to spread in South Dakota, which we're trying to, like I mentioned, using these CARES monies to equip ourselves to combat this virus by every means possible. But again, with those federal U.S. Treasury guidelines stipulating how we spend these monies, some spent monies paying, like Max was saying, we gave out, there's over 3,600 households and on the tribal members that had meters, $500 to help them per month for 5 months. And then the homeless and plus the ones that were living in their own private homes and in trailers and apartments, we supplemented them also with a stimulus check to help them with their utilities. Mainly we paid for the water and electricity. And then whatever amount was left, they put it either for propane or for food. And they shortchanged us because the 1889 Act made this reservation. It was a land taken. It created Oglala, Rosebud, it created six reservations, the 1889 Act did. So on this reservation, they used the NASDA, which is the Housing Authority HUD law, that they used their numbers in census. So it was just on the reservation headcount. It wasn't the census that we have all our members that live in Rapid City, Sioux Falls, Bismarck, San Francisco, New York. Wherever our members live, they weren't counted. Our total membership was not counted. They just counted people on the reservation. So we were shortchanged on that. It didn't go by our census. It went by a NASDA Housing Authority census, which it hurt us because some of our membership that live off the reservation, we were unable to help them. But with the $1.6 billion that South Dakota got, we're hoping that the governor will assist everyone that lives in his towns and cities in South Dakota, which is still not closed down. The borders are still open, and she's not mandating no mask, and she's probably on a hot seat now by probably the South Dakota citizenships. I don't know if they're going to be voting her back in because, to me, she's been negligent, but she's got that money to help the economy here in South Dakota, just as we're trying to help our membership on the reservation through the CARES Act. So just in a nutshell, that's kind of what Max was asking. And the tribal governments, because we cannot meet in a government setting, in a council room, we have our meetings by Zoom. So that's how they're having school now, e-learning. Our schools that are getting hit here, the students are tapping into Wi-Fi. We had a little connectivity problem there, but now our students are getting their studies through Zoom, through e-learning, through that tablet. And that was kind of everything is a learning process here, because I believe not since 1918 that we've been sitting in a situation of a global pandemic that's taking lives and changing the whole way we operate as a government, federal, state, and tribal. So the burden is on the people and the tribal governments. If you have advanced thinking, overthinking leadership, you'll be on top of a lot of things. And if you don't have that, and I'm just mentioning a governor of South Dakota that lacks the leadership, people are going to die. This virus is going to spread. The economy is going to collapse because people aren't looking at the total picture It's pretty plain as day if you're keeping track of what's coming out of D.C. It's pretty plain as the sun shines, the shortfalls. But the efforts of the Congress, it's a good effort as the HEROES Act. If they fund that at $3.6 trillion, that is what this economy needs, that type of injection, and all the economists agree to that. Otherwise, this is a global – other countries are being successful, and we should look at those countries. And it's given a chance for tribal governments and tribal people to look at the global issues today. Thank you.
You know, as my brother expressed more of what I said in previous engagements of our radio interviews and radio constellations and stuff, keep in mind, folks, listen to me, okay? And whether you want to get this in your heart or your brain, that's up to you. The way the system operates now in 2020, force them damn tribal governments to do something that they should have done many years ago. When the Indian Reorganization Act was passed in 1934, those weren't legally represented, but they got passed anyway because our people were manipulated by it. What I always expressed openly as a pinpoint was the independent structure of how America practiced and perfected colonial policies to neutralize human rights. The hard part is when you're assimilated with the educational processes, only now that this government used the sickness that it created to force people to start doing their goddamn jobs to make things appropriate to meet the measures in every said reservation. My God, folks, come on. Really see it. And they too are part of the problem rather than part of the solutions. This is why the whole independent structure of activism, it takes a free-based society to open the door to move forward to get to the 22nd century. And they all have this information. All of them do. All tribal governments do. But they bombard it with themselves. And when they're forced to say something, they come out and do this. And it's no offense to them. But they should have been doing this many, many years ago when a lot of our ancestors that have journeyed home were here. They needed to hear this shit. This is why it angers me, because I've been living in this preconditioned environment where it's harmful, and it neutralizes. Not only do they neutralize my children, but it gets rid of our elders. That's what this sociological deformatory is doing, folks. Haven't we seen that from smallpox? Haven't we seen that from polio, measles, chickenpox? You name it. This was created by them. They brought it here. They brought it here, but none of us are putting the blame on them. We're still compromising with them. The hard part is we cannot tell them no, and that's what it's going to take to free our people to open up. Look, a great way to understand this. We Native people did not create this pandemic. They did. So once you ostracize your brain not connecting to your heart, you're going to feel just like them. It's everywhere, folks. They did that. But if multitudes of reservation people, I don't care if it's the Lakota, Cheyenne, and Arapaho, the main three that defeated these clowns on the field of battle in 1876, if we three nations can band together and file a genocide complaint through the propitiated mechanism, through different countries, we can hold this government accountable. We sure can. And you can use that as an outlook to force that type of mentality upon them, because many other countries hate the white folks. We all know that. I know that when I went to different countries, like when I was in Bolivia, Italy, Ecuador. I went to these countries, and I seen how they disliked their own people that were over here. But don't forget, the American people, when they arrived in our shore waters in 1492, in those four ships, the Pinta, the Mita, the Mina, the Santa Maria, and the Mayflower, when they all arrived here, they were all ex-cons. prisoners. That's all they believe in. Can't you see it? This is 2020, and yet we still can't see it. Well, I'm sorry, folks. My passion always takes a real foothold, so I'm going to open it back up to people again to elaborate where they want to begin. Go right ahead.
I think you make a good point, Chalupa. That's Bryce again. This legal issue, I believe, is correct. We filed on Trump, and I believe the governor too, because when the health and welfare of the people are concerned, and we're up to 18 deaths now, we're losing fluent speakers. And that's why I mentioned that word, you know. So I believe that the only time you would get any kind of attention is a lawsuit, even though it takes time and all that. But if you're in the right, there's the protection of the health and welfare of the people. The other thing I don't think anybody heard me say was a $30 trillion scam that the U.S. has done upon the U.S. citizenship. $30 trillion, I said. I mentioned $3.6 trillion. Stimulus coming through the HEROES Act to try to bail out the airline and the restaurant and this hazard pay. You know, so however those governments spend that money, that $30 trillion, our nation could pay that up for the U.S. citizenship and end the scam of the Federal Reserve, end the scam of this international banking cartel using usury money from nothing to scam the planet and keep the wars going, you know, keep funding all these negative situations, the worst health care, when we should have the best health care on the planet here in America. That is the number one thing that we need to talk about, is how this health care has been scammed by the AMA and all of these, I'll name the names of Rockefeller and the Red Shield Rothschilds that control the Bank of England, that control this usury system that's keeping the American citizen in debt slavery. And now Russell said, welcome to the new reservation called the United States of America. Unless this scam is ended, this $30 trillion that's on the shoulders of the U.S. taxpayer, which I believe you tax Bill Gates and all these billionaires and that one family trillionaire, the Rothschilds, at World War II interest, 90%, there would be no poverty on the planet. And that's the solution. But like I mentioned it, but the need feedback on that too.
Do you have another caller?
We have another caller. Introduce yourself, caller.
Oh, I think he just, or she, one of them just dropped 505 number.
Does somebody else want to elaborate with what we've been talking about tonight? Somebody else tuned in besides me and Bryce? Brother Max?
Okay. Someone's going now. Please state your name.
It's me, Bernice Leona.
Okay, Bernice. Do you have anything to say since you're having difficulty with the volume in the studio?
Well, no, I was listening, and, you know, I'm really not too sharp on economics.
I could hear you. You said it low, but because someone was talking, but I heard you without the phone, so you could have stayed on, but that's okay.
I hear a lot of noise in the background.
Yes, there's a lot of disturbance in the background. I'm going to try to put anybody that's making noise in the background, I'm going to put them on mute. Okay, can you hear one another? Please try to be as quiet.
I'm still here.
I can hear you. Yeah,
everybody,
I hear Chinooba.
Please try to be quiet in the background.
You know, let me jump into a place where my little brother Bryce was expressing more of how America did something. what America did, and this something is this, folks. When fiduciary responsibilities are designated for tribal governments to use U.S. trust money, those are contracts, okay? Contracts that create court settlements to carry out programs of a government according to its, you know, so-called rights, rather than using the human rights to treaty agreement, okay? But the Lakota people and the federal laws apply different contracts to trust money. And really, in fact, those monies are stolen. That's why they're misused to a contract of tribal government. These are agreements, okay? So why do I get into these kind of measures? I get into that because when you have a catastrophic condition, in other words, a really heinous behavior happening in said reservation, cultural destruction is on the verge up to almost 30% now. At one time, it was 14%. That's where the Lakota population of people that could speak the language dwindled, okay? So now, when I mean it went up to 30% now, it's almost meeting the full 100% that there is no more fluent speaking Lakota people, only a smaller demise of that, you know, percentage. So from 14 to 30, it went all the way back down to 7%. That's inhuman, folks. And it's going to continue to drop and then rise when it gets to 75 and higher. See, the life expectancy from our people, too, they're like the death mortality rate. For some nowadays, it's like 35 to 44 plus male and female adult membership rather than, you know, the elders mentality. When you exclude, you know, like the epidemics of AIDS and all these other sicknesses that was created by, you know, the white race when they got here, those deaths are the highest amongst people of color. Amongst people of color. No different than infant mortality rate up to the 300% category. So the U.S. average of these understandings showed more of 150% higher suicides in teens than any other in national average. And those teens are all people of color. That's, you know, catastrophic conditions that were forced upon by these governments because everybody's preconditioned. Now, to blow it out of proportion, I looked at two things that continue to show a positive effect rather than using a gun, okay? And number one was the forced removal of said children. Now it's the forced removal of our said elders by placing them in nursing homes. So the police violence is rising again, and the incarceration is increasing dramatically, almost close to 300%. So there is something going on in this country ever since these billionaires got involved. So now when you see these pandemic of these diseases, such as, you know, from past, you know, country, you know, contact with white civilization, tuberculosis, you know, cervix cancers, women are affected by all these, diabetes, heart trouble, you name it, okay? All of these were brand new to the native people and our African brothers and sisters. That man, that white man is trying to eliminate the people of color. That's why these pandemics are about population control. And that's a chronic overcrowding of death and suicide by implementing these sicknesses. This is sad but true, but nobody talks about them. Instead, we want to talk about things that are not even, you know, as an issue to what's happening to tribal reservations and the membership of people. The white man want us people of color gone. They want us gone. And that's the name of the game with them. They've tried everything. They failed because our sacred pipe we believe in, our animals we believe in, everything. Go outside as you're traveling, wherever you're going. Look at all the dead animals all over the road. That white man that got out of office force everybody to just kill anything at any discretion. Look at it. And yet we cannot do that. We want to go do this gatherings and different things, but we're not seeing the big issue. We're not seeing the big issue here. So this is what my little brother Bryce was trying to explain more openly on why money is going to have to be paid back from tribal governments, because they made you do that. Remember, the white man owe us. We don't owe that man nothing. If it wasn't for our people, he'd starve to death. He'd have no home. He'd still be homeless. But we took him in, and that's why all our eastern shore waters of the east, from Maine to Florida inward, all our people that once lived out there are no more.
Just about
because of that white man.
Less than a few.
So as I answered those questions, I'm going to throw it back out to the people again. So go right ahead.
I was hoping one of the other callers would say something.
Go right ahead.
There.
Well, anyway,
Jenny, you want to say something, Jenny? Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say something. You know, everything that you're saying, what Bryce is talking, sharing with us, I had that conversation with Bryce. We were talking about the virus and government stuff and the vaccine that they're trying to mandatory, put on the people, and what he was very concerned about that too. And then listening to how Max is talking, how they're locked out of the meetings and everything like that. See, those things I could relate to, because that's what happens with our people up here too. And we look at it, and we try to understand it, because we're not supposed to be that way. We're not supposed to be like that. We're not supposed to steal. We're not supposed to lie. We're not supposed to do any of these things to our people. The people that get into those offices, I feel they forget what their real true purpose, why they're in there. They see, like the old guy, one of my grandfathers up north, but they see too many money signs and they forget, what their job is really. So when Max is talking about, why don't they pay for the heating and the waters and stuff like that, it makes me think back about a lot of the stories that we might have listened to with our elders talking about these things that, was told in our creation stories. And one of them was the four simple instructions, ways to live on earth without destroying her, but was taught by the animals. So a lot of our people weren't raised like that. They weren't raised with those stories, those understandings. And now you look at how many years, because I look at it, all of our people that died from some type of sickness, disease, or even an accident on the road or something, that they're not supposed to have died. They're supposed to still been here, because if we understand our stories, we were created to never be destroyed. And now that all this history that took place, now we're looking at it again because it's repeating itself, But this time, it's like we're having to really get it a better understanding ourselves as traditional people, of people of the pipe. We have to see and put it together, the interpretation of it, which Bryce is trying to explain that part. He's trying to help us that part. But people like Bryce, and even with Chinupa himself, even though some women that are out there, they're trying to bring this understanding back to help each other to understand it, because, there's all that assimilation that people talk about, all this converting to their religion and all that. So it's hard for a lot of us that don't get into that conversion, because I never have and I never will. I'll say who I am and that's it. So
a lot of it today is we're trying to understand it from each other. Everybody has a different version of it. But to me, it was supposed to be about the women today. The women were supposed to be the ones to help the main part of it, because we're talking about earth issues, you know, environmental issues, all kinds of stuff. And if you look at the bigger picture of what they're doing, you know, they had all the people living in illusions of it. Well, they were setting up for something that, you know, we're not even prepared for. So a lot of it, I think it's time for people to wake up. To wake up to it, like what you're saying, Janufa, about genocide. You know? You have to wake up and understand what time we're living in and what's going on in this world. It seems to be too much at times, and you know, a lot of these kids, even though they say they're not afraid, yeah, they are. But they don't even know the answers, because they don't have true leadership, or who is really supposed to lead us, you know, and where are they going to lead us to? What is there really going to be about? I don't think there's people prepared for it, because they're still out spending money like nothing, you know. They're not really buying what they really need to prepare themselves for the bigger crisis. We're talking about a food crisis, mainly on our reservation. There's a lot of other things we can talk about, but that's the main one that, you know, I'm looking at. Who's going to be the chairman or the person to really tell the government what the people want to hear from? Well, that's my question.
That's your 80 cents that you threw in to add on to a dollar, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Okay. Listening audience, I got my Uncle John Yellow Horse that came in. So Uncle John's going to get on the show, and he's going to give you some acknowledgement. Uncle John is a very well-speaking traditional man that I have left from Slim Views. So Uncle John, he's getting ready here. He's coming on. So, I'm going to turn the phone over to my Uncle John.
Oh, don't know how I'm better to get it. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to Le chala kes e dona hong o kansola kile wogala kile. Daku eno kit hops ni. Doni la koto yate on kit hop. I wogala kapsni. Doni. Ne chuhan tokata kya. Wong spekile na echa. Ho abele kile na ois papsni. O hena insia with hoha kile yake. O lea petuki o kansola kile wahil takeki. John Yellow Horse emata. Amacha pinaha Slim Builds Pahasi Zipala Emata Hetsawati Mini Yagle Chuhan Dako Epekile Dona Hong Nilak Hotapina Wabble the Oluspok Tekile Kusha Oate Nitrope Hetchetska Etuampo Wakhat Hanka Wan Spekile on Speon Kapi Wamak Haskan Et Hanta Hena na hachti wabele ze ois papi. Kea hechun se misha. Mat hecho aha hechun se ospe makia. Imi chako aha. Maoksila. Ho yun ka le chala ke se. Toska waki le. Wogla ke ke hecha. Wabele ze suta ois pe. Na we chok he. Leila. Lecha. Ogalala o wake tima. Oyati on kutkapi wakapi. Hena oichun kapi. Lady La Wopila Tanke Ewaki Elo Toska Waki. Me Chuhan Toha Wablez Estapi Hena Echa Walakokti Nani Lakota Nawe Ota Nitonapi Hena echa we choya ki henna lohab hunter. Wa blaze ki tokata ki spea po. Na komre wa khatanka. Na nisi ho. Na unchi makha ki kya. Hu to pa na ha wa blo ate ki henna echa we aka ai kha ko ki so slokia. As to any hekiste. Okine. Toen. Na ta ku ki gele rokte hunter. Islam wa ate ki Kako le na ois pokke ke he cha wabla ze ois pokke ke he na o kimika. Tok shi chala. We choi cha he chi chala. Tok ata ke wang speke le na e cha. Toine he chins e tuene o ate ke ne ois cha kya. Toine. Cha ake e un kizam na lila. Un kaki cha. Che chu han hunk le na. Wa ne to ota I ois pokke he na un glunipi. Ispe un kia. Ta misla. Ampeto onzi makha. Chinat khain ka he upte apeto khisi as nach in ne wa on ki lechis e wa te mi khok o chok na ha toska wa ke le chano paglo ha mane ke le e wa ki lo da ku isna ta ku ba si se na khokata ki ikhpe ke he cha wa te ni ma ho ji he o wa agla ki ki le ho mat khain na ma tu ene Machala na ha ta ku e ki le na e cha ho ji Ya kya hai chun kya tu ki le e wa ki lo bilam
For some of you guys that are tuned in, my Uncle John just expressed something more of a involvement of what's going on with our people today. I thank Uncle John for being here, being part of the show, and taking this matter very seriously. He's been on previous shows in the past to implement more of the involvement of what he's seen within reservations. So now we're hearing different things come about because our people are still being neglected. Our people are still being driven into categories of being not helped and not served, and mainly it's the elders and children. It all sounds good when we talk about it from a political standpoint, is what Uncle was saying. But then again, at that political standpoint, we really don't walk that path of saving what little tribal membership we still have. And so he tried to give you an understanding that the white man, the system that runs him, came from the country of Rome. That's where the systems come from. The systems of waste that go down, and that's full of debris, human waste, and so forth. That evil stuff is what's imposed upon people, no matter what fractions they are. That's what Uncle John was talking about. And he also said this, if we don't get back into the basics of who we are, just like the ones that left us all, past and present, we're going to be a forgotten race. That's what he said. And he's right, folks. Because we're so dependent on these things that don't belong to us, we forgot to depend on ourselves. And he makes a lot of sense with this. So you hear a lot of voices out there again. There are people talking. There are things going. I can hear them on my phone. There's other callers
too.
Probably. And we can't make out what's going on. But I wanted to hear that much from my Uncle John.
So, those of you, if you can hear, please. I don't know which one it is, but unless I mute them all, hold on a second. Hold on.
Yeah, there's other conversations going on. You can hear it.
I know.
Sounds like they have a radio, I mean a television or something.
See, that's the problem.
Just dropped a bunch of white powder and
then
cheese.
There's so many people on. And we
right
love
now.
To talk, but yet we don't know what we're talking about. I don't care about the conditions that go on the reservation. I know what's happening, and our people still can't get it. I don't give a shit if they live on the reservation or off the reservation. That white man wants to eliminate people of color. First and foremost, if we can't specify that wrong part right there, what Uncle John said, we no longer cease to be a First Nations people. That's sad. And I'll be damned if I'm going to accept that kind of precondition again. We've already been lived in under that yoke of slavery, and it's difficult to try to get out of it because everyone else has a home. Some of us live in the streets. Some of us live in a motel room. Some of us live, you know, in cars. Some of us live some, and they all get paychecks from the tribal governments, and they're living nice. They get to travel, get to a home here and there. They get to motel rooms and live like that. The rest of us don't have that stuff. None of us have that. But yet, when it comes to talk about political endeavors that are affecting Indian country, nobody wants to blame the white race. That's where the problem is. And when you finally blame him, take a look back on how this country started all these active resistance in every state when they killed our brother, the late George Floyd. When the white man made him call out for his mother and his mother couldn't be there, that was the heinous assault to attack a man that was binned with his hands behind his back. They forced him to call for his mother and his mother wasn't there. My God, people, man, wake up and see the big picture of what this white man's capable of doing. They've tried everything through racism. This white man is an ill-bred people. Hear me. He's an ill-bred people. It's never going to stop. It's never going to go away. And you people keep bringing him into your circle, your Sundances, your sweat. You do that. But you're never, ever going to tell him to stay away from you. You'll never do that. Because deep in your heart, you're afraid what he's going to do to you. But what has he done that he hasn't done? Think about that. Until you really see what the elders have been telling us, past and present and otherwise. Our future depends on us. We have grandchildren coming up. We have children growing up to become elders. And these are the things that are befalling us. And yet we're not talking about preserving what heritage and way of life and language. Our language is on a verge of extinction. And yet we want to talk about it now because of stimulus money and COVID money. I don't care about all that. You should have been doing that long time ago. Long time ago. And no one has. I know this. I live amongst it. And when we talk about this English vocabulary, this language, this is the most heinous language to ever use because all it does is lie. There's no honesty with it, and it makes you talk bad. And all you do with it is murder, murder everything of life. Look at it. Look at the white man. He's a devil in true form. And it's only going to get worse until people of color pull together and hold him accountable. Somewhere in our hearts, somewhere in our heart, it's going to be up to us individually to forgive that man and woman. Because that's how they all are. And then if they have a great mystery, which they always claim to, every tomorrow's their Sabbath day, they're going to keep it holy. That's one of their commandments on that fake book that they brought over here. They're all going to head to church tomorrow. You watch and see. And let me tell you, they're not praying for Indians in there. They're not praying for Hispanics. They're not praying for the people of color like our African brothers. They're not praying for them. They're praying for themselves. They don't care. Man, that's where we need to see that. Our church is outside. It's our grandmother. Our roof is the great mystery who is our answer above us. And our gods are with us, which is your four-legged, your dog, your deer, your elk, your buffalo, your birds. Those are your gods. We're forgetting them, folks. We could talk till we're blue in the face about all the elements, what's happening. But this white race wants us gone. Can't you open up your hearts and eyes and see what's happening? Our people got massacred here. Tomorrow's an anniversary. My Cheyenne blood. My people were wiped out. And they were told to stand underneath that American flag. No harm will come to you. That 7th Calvary took my people out, man. Don't forget Winnemucca and his people, too. The Paiutes. Don't forget Bloody Stones, what they did to our Paiute people. Don't ever forget them. And don't forget Chief Joseph and his people. And once and for all, Don't forget Bigfoot and ours here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, the massacre of Wounded Knee. You think about what that white man has done to many, many people. His history is his story. He tells it the way he wants to. He's never an honest man. There was never, ever an honest white man. I know this. I lived among them. I worked with them. And every day they lie. If it's not their way, it's no way. They're not the only ones that are smart. They're not the only ones. You see, that's how indigenous people lived. Connected to the earth, the four-legged weak creature. But that man, as I said before on this show, is the ill-bred people. He's the devil in true form. And whether they like it or not, their day of reckoning is here. They're running. They did it to themselves. And all we have to do as red people is back up. Look at all the countries they've done, invaded, forced that way. Don't forget my brothers in India. Don't forget brothers in Pakistan and Russia. Don't forget Bolivia, Ecuador, down south here, Mexico, Hawaii. Don't forget the people of color. Don't ever forget them. Every person of color has never, ever had a heinous atrocity done to them by the white race. That's the most inhuman way of having contact with that man. And he is a devil in true form. And you watch. Tomorrow's their Sabbath day to keep it holy. He's going to run to church and try to ask forgiveness. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to feed the minister that's teaching him words out of that book. He's going to put money in his basket to take care of that guy, to add on to more corruption, more heinous vocabulary, to neutralize people and hate. They're not praying for Indians. They're not praying for blacks. They're not praying for Hispanics. They're not praying for Indonesians. They ain't praying for Asians. They ain't praying for nobody. That's what you got to keep in mind. And we play for everybody. That's why our saying, Mitaku Yepi, is all people are as one. We include them some bitch and devils too. So I'm going to turn it back to other people as time is ticking. It's now 6:13, so we got 12 minutes left.
I'd like to say one thing before anybody says anything. We've had a lot of interruptions on this, and it's too bad because Chinupa and others have had some really good things to discuss. Someone that has a breathing problem is too close to the phone. I put you on mute, which I'm going to undo. Please put your face away from the phone so it doesn't interrupt. There's a lot of static. Others have been talking to one another or on the phone or have the TV going. This is a radio show. Part of it. Please try to be as possible so that everyone can talk. Okay? Now, I'm giving some people talking, and I had them on mute, so I'm going to put them back on mute. Okay. Bernice had someone coming on the show who apparently was...
I invited a Native American actor to come on this evening and talk a little bit, and he called in, but he hung up because somebody was already in the process of talking, and I've tried to get him back on, and he hasn't came on yet.
Well, let me share this with you, Bernice, let me share this with you, okay? If he didn't have a heart to have patience like the rest of us, don't bring him back on. This is what happens. We have a lot of distortion. And you heard my sister Leona say it. And when you take over the radio show after she teaches you, that's going to happen to you. So really be prepared and cautious yourself, because a lot of these guys, okay, we've been in the realm for so long. We've been in the realm for so long. We're always talking. We're always out there doing something. And if this man or whoever he was, he or she, couldn't stay on and have patience, he felt threatened by it, okay, don't come back then. Stay away. Yeah. This is the real truth. This is all we got. And it was a struggle, and I really honor my sister, Leona, for taking this opportunity to give us this space. And she's got family obligations that I'm helping her work on. And that's what it takes, and we have to use each other to help each other. And that's what I said earlier on this show, this part, what I'm saying. My heart is getting my passion going because I'm tired, and these people all want to come on. And just like the young lady that was supposed to be on today to finish up, I don't want to hear that. These are important majors. These are important radio shows. We only have each other, the ones that are participating tonight and before. We only have each other. And if these people keep doing this to us, hey, our show is going to go under.
The thing is, when I was showing Bernice how to go into the studio, I noticed that there's a lot of followers that have been listening to the show. They haven't been speaking, but there's a lot of followers out there, and I saw them all. So there's a large audience. There's a large audience. There's a lot of confusion in the background, and so what you're talking about is very important, and it's very interesting to the audience. So that's why I ask that, please, if anybody comes and drops, maybe it's because of the background interference. But that's, I just wanted to let you know that. And when Chinupa should ask everybody to say something, don't pause for 5 minutes. Don't wait for him to have to nudge you to speak. You have something to share. People want to hear what you have to say. Say it right away, because there's a lot of people that are on the show that want to say something or are waiting to say something.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sister. I really appreciate that.
Chinupa, on the point you were making, I think on the Sabbath, again, Unganump, you know, they're doing Unganump today. You know, they say the Sabbath is today, Saturday. So how is it that, you know, Dakotas, we put that Wakan on Petty, you know, so they say the Catholic and the Seventh-day Adventists are the ones that are practicing the Sabbath day. But that's just an opinion, you know. And then the other one is they finally classified the Washitula as a terrorist now in America.
Right on.
And, about 10, 20 years ago, the report came out that they infiltrated the law enforcement departments here in America. And then that report just recently was that they're the most dangerous terrorist group in America. So now they're labeled as a terrorist group now. Finally, you know. And if you look at all the murders within this past year, they committed over 100 murders here in America. You know, so there's an element. And that's where we got to discuss the root, where this all starts from. The root of this pandemic, this SARS-2-COVID, the root of this hatred, you know, discriminatory racist infiltration and murder in America is finally being addressed, finally, you know. So maybe we will become good neighbors. Maybe we will buy some time for humanity. And like you said, Mitakias, you know, all our relatives that were related to you, because it's within everything that the sun shines on, underneath and above and in between. Like a coach, Hokankile, Skidna, Sitana, Washtea, Wakanta, Kahem, Krupcha.
Yeah, thank you, little brother Bryce. I thank you for that, because Uncle John just said it real great in the traditional language, because Uncle John don't speak English too well. And what I really admire about my uncle is that he's already 97 years old. I mean, 87 years old here on Pine Ridge. And he struggles trying to maintain his values. And my uncle, I check on him, you know, periodically, weekly, when I go out in my district of Slim Buttes from Porcupine, and I look at these majors for him, because he, too, he sees the big picture. And so as we're getting close to wrapping up our show, we got like 11 minutes. Does anybody else want to share something real quick?
Chinupa, this is Bernice Seminole again.
Yeah, go ahead.
So anyway, you were talking about that young lady that was supposed to come on. Well, there were some things that had to be done tonight, and she apologized, and she said that later on that she would come back on the show and she would finish where she left off.
Okay, that's the Jenny Pipe, right?
Jenny Pipe, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll explain it to you later. Yeah, I'll call Jenny our Jenny, and I'll let her know.
Okay, yeah, our Jenny.
Yeah, our
right
Jenny.
Right on. Right on, sister. Right on. I appreciate that of you. Yes, yes, yes. That's the hard part because no offense to other people that listening and my Cheyenne relatives from down south, Agatha and them. One of the things I wanted to share before we go, but I'm going to give you this song, and then I'm going to finish this part off real quick. But this song is for all of us that are tuned in, and I look forward to you for next week's shows, you know, however we're going to do them. I look forward to them. Sister Leona, I do have some information for you. I tried to call you, but I know you're very busy. So by the end of the weekend, you know, Monday comes around, I will get a hold of you, and we're going to talk about what I did for you. And I got other people looking into the matters of, you know, your circumstance with your family members. So I want to share this song with everybody as we're, you know, drawn near to the foreclosure of our show. This song is aimed for all of you. And I love you all because this is the only way we're going to get back into traditional elements of who we are as a free people. I used that song there that I made many years ago for my grandfather because there was nothing really directed for animals. So I called out to the elk people and the buffalo people, which we are all part of. And I called for them with this song to give us more strength to continue on with our radio shows that we are going to be addressing serious issues with. And my prayers of good strength and love go out to my brothers and sisters of the Mechista people that are going to be commemorating their losses of the Sand Creek tomorrow. Agatha, if you're listening, I send my love and blessings to you and the Pekani people, the Browning people, Blackfeet, the Lakotas, the Arapaho, all of you to stand strong in what we're doing because when we take on the elements of being healthy in our cultural ways, it brings us the freedom of living again. And with that, I thank you all. And if anybody wants to say something in closing, we got about 5 minutes left. Go right ahead.
I would just like to say one last thing. I think all of you, just like all of us on the outside in the communities across the country, need to join forces and need to fight this thing. we're not going to do it by not speaking out. This radio show that Chinupa has been co-hosting every weekend should be bringing in more voices. And everybody that's hesitating to say something is not helping the situation. It's not getting the word out. It's not bringing awareness to the audience. So please, when he does the co-hosting for this show, if you are part of this change, positive change, speak out. Don't be afraid. Show your leadership. Show your strength. Show your endurance. Go for it.
Anyone else that want to say something in closing? Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is Bernice. So I'm going to encourage the listening audience. I'm going to kind of like support what Leona says, because we all have a voice and we all need to use that voice. We all have our own minds. We need to use our own minds. And we also have that ability to stick up and stand up for ourselves. So we need to do that. And if we all do that, then we all can make a change, a positive change, if everybody comes together that way.
Yeah. No,
go
right
ahead.
No, I'm waiting for someone to say this.
Anyone else? Well, in closing, it's been an awesome show again for all the ones that tuned in and called in. And keep in mind, our freedom can only get stronger if we believe in the independence our people live with. And all the spiritual elements and the ways of life and our language can build that avenue for us to move forward into the 22nd century, where we can free all of our people from captivity and being under the yoke of slavery. And thanks once again to my sister Leona for giving us this opportunity and teaching us, you know, an avenue to help out to get this radio show established for our people, so we can continue to have a voice that needs to be heard in Indian country, because there are many outlets that say they do this for Native people. I disagree, and I beg to differ. The reason for that is, hey, just because it looks like an Indian and sounds like an Indian doesn't mean it's an Indian. The same way goes to my black people. Just because they look black and sound black don't mean they're black. Don't ever forget those two little sentiments of what I said between the black people and the red people, because those are the things that really cloud us from thinking of the freedom we still have. Hokahe, thank you all from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. Love you all.
Thank you. Oh, Chinupa? Oh.
Yes.
One last comment. I heard about that Shetland.
Okay. Okay. All right, sister. Love you for that. Thank
right.
you.
Okay, I'll see you later. Bye.
Thank you again, Leona. Aho.
Thank you, Chinupa.